I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Steiny Guru with you, talking about the Giants. Like, here's one thing that I don't remember hearing at all after the Devers trade. And it's, so the Giants are playing well. Who's the, when the Giants got Devers, who was their best run producer? Who led the team in RBIs when they got him? Do you know?
I would say, I'm going to say Flores.
Wilmer Flores. He had 51 RBIs. He was on almost 100 RBI pace.
Okay.
Wilmer Flores. Close. You know how many RBIs he has since Devers got here? 4. And they were all in one game. Wilmer Flores has not driven in a run, but for one game since Devers got here. Well, maybe we didn't realize that Flores was going to take a hit when Devers got here because he wasn't going to play as much and hit as much. So you removed a little bit, or let's just say a percentage of Flores' production, but you didn't get it back when you got Devers because he's struggling.
Yeah, and so Gaz has one RBI.
So you got worse. Yeah. Like since Devers has come here, you got worse because he's not hitting and Flores stopped hitting. Like, and I don't know. I'm just telling you, maybe Flores wasn't crazy about the Devers acquisition because he knew it was going to take at bats away from him. I don't know.
Yeah, but and I'm sure they probably, Stoney, that was math calculation that they did, assuming that Devers wouldn't get off to this slow of a start, and that was a risk they were willing to take. Because last I looked, Wilmer Flores, you know, is not Pete Rose. You know what I mean? So it was like, okay, we're getting one of, but you know, a top hitter in the league, a bopper with power from the left side, and if that were to happen, we'll still be fine. But then I look in right field, and Yaz has one RBI in his last 68 at-bats, you know? It's a collective. Bailey's not doing it. But what's scary about the Giants and how their performance, Donnie, is we've seen guys in ultra-clutch situations, Devers, Adamas, Chapman. It feels like everybody on the team, and they're not getting it done. And that's how you go 13-25 after being 11 up.
Yeah. What happened to that play at second base?
That was, Evan kind of helped me with it because he said, you know, Rodgers was, he didn't see what was going on behind him, so he thought the ball was something somewhere else. But man, Stoney, that felt like the Benny Hill yakety sack music. Like, are you kidding me? And the fact that Brian Hayes got hit saved the Giants from the Pirates from scoring a run.
See, I thought, Schmidt's supposed to be a great fielder. Like, he's got to make more of a bang-bang decision on that play, you would think. So, what do you do there? Like, who do you take, who do you sit today because of that play? You know what I mean? That play, if you're saying you want Ramos didn't know the rule, infield fly rule, he should take a day off. You're calling that play the Keystone Cops play. So who do you penalize for that play? And that play cost you.
Yeah, I would say Schmidt.
He's starting at second base today.
Yeah, I get it, Evan.
No, I'm not trying to rub it in. It's just like they literally have no other options for a lot of these guys.
Man. See, I think this has been a blessing in disguise because we're realizing that the Giants need more than just one piece. But
I think they have some good pieces.
You need a whole team. Mm. And, you know, the other thing is that I'm telling you what's going to happen is they're going to start scoring more runs, but their pitching's not going to be as good. Like, I guarantee that's going to happen in the second half of the season. So would people feel better if they start losing games 6-5? 5-4? I don't think it's going to matter. But, you know, I just, the trading deadline's tomorrow. You know, I mean, it's funny because, but here's the thing. You want to give up Eldridge?
No.
Okay. I mean, quit complaining.
I don't. Because that's about all you have down there, Steiny. And man, what he represents and what he symbolizes.
You know what he represents?
Tell me.
You know who he represents? James Wiseman. He's an unknown. Eldridge is an unknown.
No, we know he has power.
Well, and we knew Wiseman had height.
All right.
And skill.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I ain't going to fight you on that one.
Well, I'm just saying.
I just want to find out who I can get or trust to get the guys on my team to play better baseball and be closer to what they've been, even when, you know, it's easy how you say, oh, they were 40 and 29. They were just playing over their heads. But there was something going on that was helping those guys play better baseball. But you will admit, Steiny, right now they are just, this is embarrassing. They're playing bad baseball.
Well, you're picking a word that I think's a joke.
Embarrassing?
Sports. Yeah.
What was the Ramos play?
He didn't know the rule.
It don't matter. I didn't have to know the rule.
Well,
and that's embarrassing, right?
Well, and then, like, I don't want to get into a fight over this, but I think it's the stupidest word. Like, what does that mean? Okay, got embarrassed. Okay, got embarrassed. They got a game today. He's playing.
That you're not buttoned up from top to bottom.
Okay, well, the Warriors have been embarrassed at times. Like,
well, they got four chips, Donnie.
Well, I mean, doesn't mean they can't be embarrassed. But I don't think they're, like, I don't look at losses as embarrassing. Mm. And even if they are embarrassing, like, I don't, does that mean you got to stay in your room for 2 weeks? Because you're, I don't know. I mean, you embarrass yourself, you got to get up back on the horse. Try to win a game today against the Pirates. Yeah. I got some more good news for you. They play the Pirates next week. They're not going to face Skeens.
Well, that's not good news because they haven't faced them yet and they've lost two games. And they got two measly hits off Brady Falter yesterday.
That's good news.
Steiny, it's not the way they're playing. You, I, or Evan could pitch and they might only muster two or three hits. Like, it's getting to that. Don't you get it? I've been down this road. The White Sox, the Marlins before they became the Marlins.
No!
Like, Evan, I'm just tired. I'm fatigued. Well, but there's nothing to see here. They were supposed to regress.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Why in the offseason didn't I hear anything about, oh, we're going to miss Conforto? He had 20 homers last year in like 120 games. Conforto. Nobody's mentioned Conforto. Mm.
You know, are you doing that now?
Nobody. Yes, but that's my point. It's like, I'm not saying I knew. I don't know anything. I don't know a damn thing. I'm just saying I looked at their numbers last year, and I remember we laughed at Soler. Yeah. We were laughing at him.
I got it.
But we were
disappointed.
Better.
It was disappointing.
He's been better than death. Like, how come they're not playing? Well, because Soler is better. Was better last year than Devers has been since he's gotten here. What about Conforto? Well, Conforto hit 20 homers last year. So where are those 20 homers? They're gone. Because
You damn sure are not getting them from Yaz and Flores.
Yeah, I am not sitting here saying, oh, I saw this coming. I didn't. But I'm also the kind of guy that looks and realizes baseball is a long, long season. And what happens in May and June probably doesn't matter 3 months later. And did I think they had action with Devers? Of course, they were 12. They were 10 over when they got Devers. But now that I've watched this team for 38 games with Devers or 37 games with Devers, what's become apparent to me, and it happens in baseball over a long season, is they have shortcomings. And now their pitching is shakier. And that's a recipe for being .500 right now. Mm-hmm. So
they got figured out fast, man, and in a hurry. Because I get, and I'm going to stand on this, Donnie, I get losing, and I get, you know, not being the Dodgers or whatnot, but you were on the Dodgers' ass because you were playing good baseball. And when that announcement came about this trade, it was understood there was reason to get excited here in San Francisco. And what they've put out, this product, as of that time, it is just substandard and it's not acceptable. And that's why I use embarrassing sometimes when you see these plays that are made, these outs running you out of innings when you're already struggling to get runs and you have a manager that you could just put on repeat or loop. You know, every game, it just seems like it's the same thing. Steiny's trying. Steiny's showing up. Steiny wants to do good. Well, Bob, we know that, but there's got to be a penalty. And maybe if that player, said player, gets that penalty, and maybe it's just a day off, maybe they respond differently. Or maybe it hits different. And I don't think, you know, I got a unicorn on my head because I think that way about life and sports.
I mean, like, we don't talk about, like, Tyler Fitzgerald. You realize the season he had last year?
Huh?
So he played second base. He played 96 games. All right, that's over half a season. He hit 15 homers. Hit 280. How's their production been at second base this year? It's not even close to that. So is that Fitzgerald? Did we think Fitzgerald, at 27 was going to be a guy who this year hit 25 homers and 500 at bats?
Yeah.
Not quite sure, but I do think that Posey and Melvin are not. If you're emotional and you ride the ups and downs with this team, then these kind of aren't the guys for you because Leopards don't change their spots and Melvin's been around for 60 years and he is who he is. And Posey is one of the most understated people I've ever seen in professional sports. So it's just not in their nature to do things, you know, rashly.
Yeah, and you got a trip to New York, Steiny, and then you play the Pirates, and then the Met. This thing could get out of control fast, and I feel like it's out of control fast now. You got some Giant fans waving the white flag because they're out of answers. Now, I know the players and the management is not, but I got to say this about Buster. Steiny, he's put his money where his mouth is. They have spent bread. That's what's so maddening about this.
Well,
like, it's kind of like you got to keep going now. Like, this is not all, you know, hey, we'll bring the guy Luciano up from the farm, Ramos, and then, you know, we'll decide. We'll be frugal. They're almost $200 million. Like, there's got to be hell to pay, and I don't know who's going to pay that if this thing don't get turned around.
Well, like, you can't say you love what Posey's done if the guys he's gotten have not produced. Like, want to go to the bottom line? The bottom line is the Devers trade right now was terrible.
Mm.
Now, is it going to be terrible at the end of the year? I don't think so. But if you're asking me why they're not...
Well, he's not getting any help either, Devers.
What does that mean?
Like, there's a great show on TV my kids watch, Top Chef. So some of the chefs get the same ingredients, but some chefs can make the meal taste better than others. And they move on, they win. And I'm just wondering right now with this Giant team and its ingredients, is Bo Mel the right chef? Because, Steiny, realistically, you're not going to be able to do a NHL hockey line change and just swap all the guys out and do a baseball fantasy draft. Like, I'm just saying Devers is not getting help from others around him. We know he's underperforming. But good God, Yaz has been a ghost. So is Flores. And if you're going to say, and I know you made the point, it's a factoid, you know, since they brought Devers in, Flores is not doing anything. I mean, we could keep going with that exercise. Like, nobody's helping Devers. His ineptness outside of Adames kind of disguise it.
McFly on the YouTube chat. Posey just got here, Steiny. Stop. That was my point, McFly. That was my point, is I get he just got here, but the guys that he's gotten have not gotten off to good starts, and they have not impacted winning. Do I believe that will continue? No. I believe Devers will eventually resemble Devers. Adamas is starting to resemble Adamas. But the reality is, and Verlander, the reality is that those three guys, and I'll just throw Chapman in there, and I'm not saying I'm penalizing him for getting hurt, but the fact is, he did get hurt. So the four guys that Posey's responsible for, Chapman, Adamas, Devers, and Verlander, they've all been subpar this year. So I don't, like, you're right. If they're subpar next year and the year after, this team's in big trouble. But I don't believe Posey thinks that. I believe he believes Adamas is playing like he can play. When Chapman plays, he's Matt Chapman. I know exactly what to expect. Devers has to get it going. Verlander might not have been a good signing. Just might not have been.
Do you need a new catcher?
I mean,
maybe you don't get the same defense, but you get more thump with the bat. I don't know.
I mean, I think he stinks.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't see it with Patrick Bailey.
To where this offense is not good enough to just basically have the automatic out, because that's what he feels like.
I mean, you know.
I hear you.
I just don't think
he's very
good.
We're searching for answers, man.
I don't think he's very good at all. And, you know, I look at, so let's say you're playing the Giants.
Okay.
Do you need a, if you're going up against the Giants, do you need a great defensive catcher? Probably not, because they don't run.
Right, right.
So
I see where you're going. But the bottom line is defense is everything. And it used to be a staple of this Giant team. You see how I said used to. But the bottom line is the way this team is structured, you know, if they were scoring a bunch of runs, Steiny, you almost could kind of look at the Bailey situation like, okay, we can afford that. But, man,
right,
right now they can't. It's bad.
Bailey's the kind of guy who can be a catcher on a 100-win team. But when he's a catcher on an 81-win team, he's part of the reason why you're an 81-win team or you're a 500 team. I mean, they've just, you know, to what extent are they underachieving? I'll meet you there. They're probably underachieving, but I don't think they're much better than this.
Wow, I hope you're wrong.
Over
man.
The course yeah. of an entire season,
I expect more.
Well, yeah, you know, I expect a lot from Devers, Chapman, Adamas, Webb, Ray, and they've absolutely, you know, the pitchers have been great. Adamas has been terrific the last 6 weeks. Devers hasn't. And to me, the other guys aren't very good. They're not outside the top three or four hitters. So, like, I think what's happening is their big boys aren't producing like they normally do. And the guys behind them just aren't good enough. And it's all kind of coming out in the wash right now.
Yeah, and we mentioned today's game with the Pirates, Steiny. You go to New York, you go to Pittsburgh, who's already beat you the first two games on the road in your yard. You got the Nationals, and who can hit the ball, but they got problems. But I am so just, what word am I looking for? I am so tired and beat over the head with a rolling pin, Steiny. When I look at the schedule game and have the audacity to say, okay, the Giants, that's a layup. And it started with the White Sox and Marlins, and it's continued.
White Sox beat the Phillies.
They're nine innings away from getting swept by the Pirates, and that's you not facing Skeens.
Yeah, did you see the White Sox took care of the Phillies last night? Yeah. Or two nights ago?
Well, shut them down. A squirrel can run into a nut.
Yeah, that's what the White Sox did. But, you know, I mean,
let's
that's just.
Get nuts.
and I hate to do this, but that's just you being you, and it's,
hey,
you don't get it. You know, you just don't.
I don't get what?
You don't. You think that, oh, the Pirates are in town. That's three in a row. Like, that's not the way sports works.
I did say that Monday.
Oh, the White Sox are dead. That's three wins.
I did on a crossover.
Like, you can't even say that.
Well, you got to have some standards. Nothing wrong with having standards. Then that's why Melvin's telling us to all come. He's trying. Nobody will. Of course he's trying, Bob. Well, we're not talking about that. Well, we're talking about what's happening and going on upstairs in Ramos's dome for it to look embarrassing. Or to play over its second base that you speak of.
Well, if they're trying as hard as they can, then the team's probably not very good.
But I don't, and you don't believe that.
You don't believe Melvin then. Like, if he says, you know, we're playing hard.
I don't believe in his tactics of you know, what word am I looking for? Discipline. Accountability. And Evan said it. He's batting leadoff. Ramos is in there. Okay, good. Hopefully they win, but what are you really losing by not sending a message?
And that's what life's about.
And do we have the sound where Melvin, he helped me out, where he said that they've had multiple meetings with an S? I know they kind of played that in the morning, but I don't know if that concerns me more, Steiny, that you've actually tried to address it.
We've had meetings, we had team meetings, we've had all kinds of meetings. It's going out there and fighting a little harder and winning a game and having a little bit more resolve, which we've shown this year. We just have not done it here recently.
Well, that didn't age well.
You know what that sounds like? Old Norm, back when I was growing up, our stove went out, Steiny. And the last time it came on was when we knew we needed a new stove. But Melvin, he's basically telling you we tried it all. That's more concerning.
Well, doesn't that tell you maybe they're not good enough? Or does it tell you that Melvin's a bad manager?
Maybe the message is just not hitting home.
Baseball's more than a message. Baseball's about day in and day out. And you can have real good stretches for a while. But 162 games is a long, long season. I mean, to me, what I hear there is, you know, a couple weeks ago, you wanted something. And they delivered. They've had team meetings, but it hasn't worked.
I feel worse that I've heard it now.
You know why it didn't work? Because team meetings don't work. You are who you are. And if you have to have a team meeting, that's a problem. But they've had a couple team meetings.
Yeah.
Usually teams that
well,
I also...
Well, they better figure it out, man. Because they may not even get to September in it. Like right now, they're five back of the Padres. And that thing, I mean, man, I still cannot shake the Roku game on Sunday before the All-Star break. Had they pulled that out, they would have been two back of the division that you scoff at me now. That's funny. But, man, had you gone into the break pulling out that win and taking two or three from the Dodgers to where we're at now and where you could be, I mean, thank God for the Niners in training camp. I just assumed September 20th, 21st, May was going to be meaningful baseball trying to get to the sixth seed.
I just don't understand why you would do that for a team that's been 500 the last 3 years and they're 500 now and they have to play to their potential. Like they need guys to have good years for them to make the playoffs, and they don't have enough guys who are playing well enough. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So in your mind, if the Giants win that Sunday game going into the break, they don't have this start in the second half?
No, I just wonder. I do wonder if you're feeling better about yourself, are you telling me,
I think
Prince Rogers Nelson, that was sign of the times.
I mean.
But it was just another example of them not getting it done. All they had to do was execute. Bottom of the 10th. Top of the 10th, you stop them from scoring. The Dodgers with a runner on second. It's right there. You could taste it, and they squander it. And now here we are now.
Dodgers took it.
Yeah. So did the Pirates.
Yeah.
And sorry, they got two hits.
We had all kinds of meetings.
You're going to be asking all year how they could lose to poor teams, and finally you're going to say, well, it's because they're not as good as I thought. Like, they can't just walk over people.
But the addition of Devers makes it worse.
We tried to.
Yeah.
Would you rather be sitting with Devers right now or not?
Oh, sitting with
him. Well, exactly. So he didn't make it worse. They got worse since he's gotten here, but I don't think that's going to be the case for the...
Well, let me ask you this. Have you called the dogs off? Do you think they can make it still?
Yeah, sure.
But do you mean that?
Yes. Why not? Yeah, they're going to have to go 30-20 or something like that. But they went 40-30. But I don't think they're going to make it now, because now I've seen them play 110 games. A reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
We've had all kinds of meetings.